say ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon. Cause I shave my head in the morning, pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. Just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
I want to give a big thank you to all of our sponsors: Par Hopper Golf Apparel, Two Pilots Distillery, Nobles Networking, Project K9 Hero, and our management distribution company, Red Circle. Guys, I took about a week off to get myself together, gather myself, deal with my mental health, and this isn't the way I wanted to start my shows back. This is going to be a very somber, very sad show. For those who don't know, a woman who was just on our show recently, who is just an angel, Miss Ophelia, Mama Tot from over in Alabama, on Friday night lost her son. And she lost him. He was murdered. He was taken from her, stolen from him. And he was only 18 years old. This is it's bothered me the past couple days. And I wanted to do something for this woman because, after we did our show, I got messages from so many people that just talked about what a blessing this woman had been in their life and how much she had just helped them. If you remember the title of that show, the title of that show was Safe Space. A safe space with Miss Ophelia. And she won my little fat ass heart over that day. And I've just thought the world of her. And when you see all the love and compassion that people have thrown at her the past couple of days, it's just been wonderful. And I don't really know how to go about doing this. So I'm just going to be as blunt and everything as possible with y'all today. In just a minute, I'm going to play the video that she posted on TikTok, the audio from it. And this audio is going to explain everything that I can't. After that, the people that I met her through, Miss Kristen and Miss Marissa. Marissa and her are like best friends. And Kristen and her are close as well. They're going to come on for a few minutes. And we're just going to share, they're going to share, as I sit back and probably be quiet most of the time, going to share what she meant to them, what she means to them, and just how we all need to come together and support this woman and send her love, send her prayers. But also, they're looking for her son's murderers. And that's why we're doing this, to bring awareness to the situation. Video has already been seen about 20 million times on TikTok and other social media platforms, but nobody has put it out into the radio waves yet. So, because me being connected with Spotify and iHeartRadio and Apple and everything else, we're hoping that the people who did this to her son know that they are fucking surrounded and they're not getting away. We're going to do our best to let her know that we all are there for her. And whatever we got to do to bring these people to justice, we're willing to fucking do. So I'm going to play y'all the video now. We'll tell y'all, get your Kleenexes out. This is a mother who's brokenhearted. And it's tough to listen to. But put yourself in her shoes if you lost your child. She's doing and being way stronger than I would be. I would probably be in the loony bin right now. So I'm going to play all her video now.
I The word has already gotten out. And I'm just being overloaded with messages. And I need to let everybody know. But I'm doing this video for a reason. It's because I need y'all's help. I ain't never asked y'all for anything. But I need your help with this. There's almost 7 million people that follow me. Somebody's got to know something. Today would have been my baby child's 19th birthday. But he was took from me last night. And took from my children and my husband and our family. My son was murdered. He was shot. And I have this hatred in my heart that I don't recognize. Because I've never felt hate for anybody. This individual took my son's life. He was just 18 years old. That's the best part of somebody's life. And I know they're out there in my tail. They're out there. They're out there living and breathing when my son is dead. And I want you to look at my son. Look at my son. Look at him. Look at him. This is my son. And you took him from me. Look at his face. Look at it. Because I'll never see it again. Somebody knows who did this to my child. And I'm asking for somebody's help. Anybody's help. It's my son. My son. My son. Please. Please.
Folks, that one hurts like hell. I'm a pissed off parent right now. And I'm pissed off at the world. And if I was to try to do a show about this by myself, it would just come out angry. It would come out violent. And I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that because Ophelia puts out positive vibes into this world and didn't deserve a bit of this, and her son damn sure didn't. So I'm about to introduce y'all to two of her real good friends for them to help me get through this and hopefully us bring awareness to the situation and hopefully bring these guys to justice and there be a resolution and find some peace for this family. As I was just telling y'all, I've got two of Miss Ophelia's friends. The reason why I even know her and had her on my show is because of Miss Marissa. She's been on the show a couple times already, little Miss Therapist. And then Kristen, who this will be the first time she's not wild on the show, because everybody's a little heartbroken right now, especially these two young ladies. Marissa was actually, I guess, around this weekend with Miss Ophelia. And all we're doing is bringing awareness, folks. We want the person, like I said a while ago, we want the person who ever did this to know surrounded. You're not fucking getting out of this. You might as well turn yourself in because every single platform is looking for you. You're fucked. Kristen sent in a video that was going to air. We got some other things, some audio clips are going to air after this. So, I just appreciate both of y'all. I know it's a hard time and, this isn't easy for anybody, but you know, us coming together and showing Ophelia the love that she shows the rest of the world is, I think, is what we're supposed to be doing right now.
Yeah, exactly.
So I really don't know how to start this with you guys. Marissa, I'm going to let you kind of talk about what you want to, kind of the past couple of days, and just what a blessing O is to you.
Yeah. I share a lot of my life on my TikTok, but there's a lot of things I don't share. And O has always, Ophelia's always been there for me through things that a lot of people don't even know I've gone through. So the fact that she's going through this right now is really tough. And the fact I was there when it happened was really tough. So I just, I'm struggling with words because there are none.
I didn't realize you were there.
Yeah, I was there. I heard the entire phone call.
I'll tell you something. One thing that has shown me how tough you ladies are, the fact that y'all are even able to talk about it all. When I saw that she made that video yesterday, I just, the strength of y'all, you know, you might not see it right now, but I think the rest of us do. And, you know, y'all are a lot tougher than I think you're giving yourselves credit for right now. Those tears are, I know they're hard coming down your face and they burn like hell, but you all have got a reason right now between supporting her and helping find this person. So I really hope you know that you're tough as hell, tough as nails right now.
Yeah, it's just hard when like no amount of money, no amount of meals, no amount of videos is going to bring back her son, and that's literally all she wants. So it's just what do you say to someone who just lost their kid, right? It's like in a senseless act. It wasn't like he had like an illness or like something premeditated that like they knew was coming. It was completely out of nowhere on a girl's trip where she was like, she literally was saying like, this is my first girl's trip. I'm so excited to be here. Like, this is my favorite beach. I'm so excited to show y'all all these like cool places. And then like, it just, someone decided to take his life.
The only positive that did come out of the girls' trip is not only were you guys able to be there for her, but because you all did that, her son's birthday was a couple hours after. She celebrated his birthday the weekend before with him, so she actually got to celebrate her son's birthday.
Yeah,
and she got to do that with him.
I know that doesn't, it's not going to bring her any peace anytime soon, but hopefully one day that kind of does.
Yeah.
We all know, she knows she's a good mom. She knows how much her kids love her. She's the mama to 7 million people, but those four babies, those are her babies. I can't imagine as a mom. I can't imagine. My heart is torn apart. Why does the worst things have to happen to the best people, you know? I wouldn't wish something like that on my worst enemy.
I wouldn't either. See, y'all didn't get to hear it because y'all wasn't part of the show yet, but I'm more pissed off. I don't know her the way y'all do. I know her as the 2 hours I got to spend with her doing the show and just becoming obsessed with what a fucking angel she is. Like, she's a good person.
And she's like that in real life.
Yeah.
That's just who she is.
She's that through and through. She really is. It's not a facade for the internet. Like, she's, it's almost, she's better in person.
Yeah.
Because you have more than like a minute long video to talk to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I could see that when we were talking. Like, it was no doubt in my mind. I mean, she's one of a kind.
Yeah. There's no other way to describe her.
And I started to, because like, I haven't done a show in a week. Like, I kind of took a whole week off. I had to do some promotional stuff. And I started to just do this by myself and like air her video, then have y'all's videos played behind it. And then I just wanted to give my opinion on it. But my opinion was nothing but me being fucking mad.
Yeah.
Like my opinion is nothing but hate. And she said something in her video. She's like, I've never had this kind of hate in my heart before.
Yeah.
And when she said that in her video, and I had to listen to it a couple of times, I was like, I can't go about this way. I want to help this woman, and I can't be hateful with this. Like, I want to be.
You know what's crazy is I was sitting in the living room with her, and she said, I have this hate in my heart, but I also feel so sad because the mom of whoever this child is that murdered my son, her life is going to be changed forever too. And that's how you know that this woman is a pure woman. Like, she just loves with everything inside of her, because even though her son is taken, she's worried about the mom of the son who harmed her son.
She's one of a kind, because I promise you that would be the last thing on my mind. That takes a saint.
Yeah.
That takes a fucking saint.
She is a saint. She is literally a saint. She is an angel walking on earth. If there ever was one, it is Ophelia.
Yeah.
What ways can somebody go about right now? Like, I've seen the GoFundMe stuff. I don't know anything about it.
The only GoFundMe that is like, I know that is legit is, let me pull
Tiff
it up.
Tiff and Sherry.
Yeah.
TiffAndCarri. Tiff and Sherry. Yeah. And Ophelia also has the link in her bio. But if you go to Tiff and Sherry, or if you go to their,
it's TiffAndCarri.
Yeah. If you go to theirs, they have a meal train also set up to help, you know, with meals and that.
And it's not like sketchy. Like, no one will know her address. It's like gift cards and money.
When you said a legit one, are there people making fake ones?
Yes.
There are thousands of people making fake ones, putting Opie's name as the beneficiary.
Yep.
Yeah.
See, now I'm even more fucking mad. Like,
I can send you a creator that's blasted quite a few of the frauds too. I'll send that after the show. But
the only one that I trust to get the money to her is Tiff and Carri. TiffAndCarri. That's it.
I need you to make sure that when this is over, or you can text it to me whenever, so I can put it in the description on this show.
Yeah.
Because I want to put the actual one that they have. Because if they're, I'm gonna let these two girls be nice to everybody else. But if you're listening to this and you create a fake account, I want you to know there's a special place in fucking hell for me, and I really hope that you get to find out about it soon.
There's a creator on the app that's already exposed quite a few of these people, and she's pulled up their accounts. I know you know her. You want me to go ahead and say it?
Yeah, I don't care.
In a bottle of wine.
Okay. So she's been on the show a couple
times. She has already exposed everybody. Yeah. She's already found a bunch of people that are making fake accounts that have already got money donated to them. Because, you know, she doesn't care. She's exposing people left and right. And that's sick.
I wish I would have known that it was her beforehand, because I would have asked her to come on here. I sent her the same messages I sent y'all. I copy and paste the same one on Instagram. And I sent it to all of our mutual friends that me and Ophelia had. And she was one of them. So I fucking hate people. And I hate that anybody would even do that to this woman. But yeah. I think, and y'all can tell me if I'm wrong with this, I think with the way she is, it's going to take time, obviously. But I think she'll find a way to turn his memory into something to help people. Like, I think that she'll take...
She's going to have to.
Yeah. I mean, any parent would, but... I think that she'll find the blessing that there's not one you could ever find right now, but I think she'll find the positive in this most negative situation.
She's just going to have to go through her stages of grief. And the thing is, there's never a getting over it. It's just getting used to it.
Yeah.
She's never going to get over it. It's just going to take time for her to get used to it. There's no other way to put it. There's no words. There's nothing anyone can say, like the videos, all that stuff. That means a lot to her, I'm sure. But it's just taking time. She just needs time with her family. And
well, that's where I figured by doing this too, I know Marissa's extremely close with her. Like, I figured y'all could tell anybody that was listening what she needs in this time period. It might not even be the GoFundMe. And I know it's prayers, and I know that it's whatever, but I don't know her well enough to sit here and say what her and her family needs. And that's kind of what else I wanted us to put out there is this woman would give the shirt off the back to anybody, to a stranger. And right now is where we ought to come together and figure out what we can do. There's no peace you can bring to her right now, but there might be some privacy you can bring to her right now. There might be something to help the situation to where folks need to know this is what needs to happen right now.
I would say give her time to heal. Don't try to pressure. Don't try to ask details. Don't try to get into poke and prod. Help try to do anything. If you know any information, by all means, please share that information to help lead to the arrest of the trash that did this to her son. But I think she does appreciate when if you make a video and tag her in this or that, just little things to let her know, because she's been a mama to all of us, to let her know that we're there for her whenever she wants to. Like I said, we'll just sit with you. Like, that's what she does with a lot of people. A lot of times there's no words you can say, but I'll just sit with you. And if you want to talk, you can talk.
I think the most important thing is to remember after the fact, after all of this is done, after the funeral, after things have been, you know, dealt with, quote unquote, that's when she's going to need us the most. Like right now, yeah, of course, every news channel, every TikTok creator, everyone is on board and helping her. But what about in 3 months? What about in 6 months? What about in 9 months? Like that.
Never let this memory die.
That's when she's going to need us the most, because people are going to move on with their lives and she's not. This is her child. She will never be the same. Like, and I'm not saying that to be like, I'm trying to be like Debbie Downer, but she's just not. She's not going to be the same Opie. She'll be different. And it could be a good different, but there's a beginning and an end when it comes to this kind of stuff. Like there was a before Opie, before her son passed away, and there's an after Opie, after her son passed away, and they're not going to be the same. And I think it's really important for us to remember that, yes, right now it's important to uplift her, but it's also important in 9 months when everyone's forgotten.
I couldn't have said it better.
Keeping his memory alive, keeping her alive through her. Let's not just wait in a month, want her to go back to being the tater tot lady. Give her time to process. If she's not going to be able to post for a while, you know, I think people should understand that. But Marissa, you just said it the best. There's no other way after you said that.
Marissa, let me ask you, because one of the things that I want to put out there as much as possible is finding the assholes that did this.
Yeah.
Do they have any information on the person?
They do.
Do they have anything that could be shared to help find it, help find them?
It's really tricky because I don't want to say anything that might jeopardize them.
That's fine, but they do have people that
they do have people in line from, you know, her son's phone. Like they've gone through the phone and they're getting there.
I just, I'm different when it comes to this stuff. Like I guess I'm looking at it as a father and y'all are looking at it as mothers.
And yeah. It's devastating.
Do what?
It's devastating. Like
I still think it's the same and as much love. And that's why she said she's never felt like hatred in her heart before until now. But I feel that she feels the same way we do. Like, if somebody did that to my child, I wouldn't want them to spend another minute walking on this earth. Period. But I know Ophelia is not the same person as me. We're different.
Well, that's why she's big on forgiveness.
She's a saint. And I'm not big on forgiveness. There's absolutely no way I'm going to be able to forgive these people, but I just hope it gives her some comfort. Once that's the only comfort she's going to need right now is getting them detained.
Even with that, even with them getting,
I mean, that's not going to do anything. Like, but
it's to bring Randon back. That's all she wants is him back. And I think we need to remember that too. It's like, yeah, we can work towards this goal and it's great. And we want those people to serve the time that they need to serve. But at the end of the day, Randon's not coming back. And that is what's so devastating. And that is why we have to like continue to uplift her, not just right now, but in the future. Like
if his memory alive.
If you truly care about Opie, check in on her in 6 months, in 9 months, in a year, in 2 years, in 5 years. Like she's never going to forget this. This is never going to go away for her.
Yeah, see, I just, there's that part of me that just wants to go wrap my arms around, and I don't know her as good as y'all. Just that little bit that I talked to her, and then me and her talking afterwards, I just want to go wrap my arms around till it's going to be okay. I think that's my way of doing, like me doing this is that, you're right, Marissa, it's not going to be okay anytime soon. It's, and then afterwards, everyone does need to be there. I'm so angry for her. Yeah. I think everybody is like, I've seen so many people that have posted stuff being supportive and everything. And I know I want them to keep doing that toward her. I'm pissed off and I don't know how to go about dealing with it. I don't even know why I'm so pissed off. I think it's because she's such a good person. Yeah.
No one should have to lose a child, but let alone, and it's not only just her that's affected, it's her whole family. I mean, she's got three other children that just lost their sibling too. So we need to also think about them and what they're going through and the way that they're processing things. It's just, I'm so glad that she's got her husband, Derek, and she's got her kids and she's got a great support system. She knows we love her, but like Marissa said, check in on her later, not just now. Because it's,
what is Marissa? Because we'll wrap this up in just a minute. What is? I know I asked this a while ago, but I want it to be said again. Tell us what the GoFundMe is again. Tell us how, if anybody, you with your recommendations, you being the closest to the family, if anybody wanted to do something kind for them, what recommendations would you have? If they got any tips on who it is, who should they contact? Anything along those lines.
Yeah.
Like that's what I want. Like this is, you know, we all, y'all especially love her. I'm just getting to that point because she's new in my life, but I just want to bring awareness to the situation. I want the person or people that are found that stole her son from her. And I want to try to put some kind of peace and some kind of love out there for her because she shows the world so much.
Yeah. So the GoFundMe that I would recommend donating to is at Tiff and Carrie. So T-I-F-F and C-A-R-I. And they also have a meal train. If you go to their TikTok, they have the links on their TikTok. And then as far as like, if you have any sort of information about the situation, Opie has a website and I would go to her website. Let me make sure I have it right. I'm pretty sure it's just shoelover99. Hold on, let me make sure.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Because I don't think you should message her because she's probably not going to get it. Yeah. But yeah, so go to shoelover99.com and you can send a message on that website with any sort of information you might have about this, if you do know anything. I do know that the detectives and the police department are working really hard to close this case. They're doing a great job. They already have leads. It's moving forward. But if you do happen to know anything, please go to shoelover99.com and send a message to that email on there, and it will get to Ophelia.
Well, ladies, I sure appreciate it. And more than all, I appreciate y'all being there for. I hope a lot of people are in 6 to 9 months, like you said, that's always going to have her back and support her. But I know you two ladies are going to be right there holding hands with her and helping her get through this process. And I appreciate this. And I don't have the right words for this. I'm never good in these type of moments. I don't think anybody is. But folks, just pray.
Yeah, there's no words to say.
Yeah, just pray.
Sometimes there's no word. There genuinely is no words. Anybody who has a child knows that it's the worst case scenario.
You know how they say to be a Christian is to be Christ-like?
Yeah.
All right. Right now, you know, everybody needs to be Ophelia-like.
Yeah.
Everybody needs to pretend to be Ophelia right now. Everybody with that type of energy and that type of love that she shares with every fucking person. That's what we all need to do towards her. So, folks, be Ophelia-like right now. Pray for her family, not just today, but for days and months to come, and just be supportive of her. And if you see her when she's down, try to uplift her.
If you see her needing to take a break from social media for a little bit, also understand that.
Leave her the fuck alone.
Exactly.
I wasn't going to say that throughout this whole thing, but I didn't know if anybody was going to say it. Yeah, exactly. That's probably the best way to say it. See, that's where I needed you, ladies, because I would just tell people to leave me the fuck alone.
Be there, but give her space.
Let me tell you right now, she wants to be left alone. Like, she loves the videos. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
She sent me them. Like, she has sent me personally videos of, like, people who have made videos. She's like, oh my gosh, look at this. This is so helpful. Like, yes, she loves that. But please don't bug her about making a video, or like, why haven't you done an eat with me video in a while? Why haven't you done a sit with me video? Like, just let her make videos when she can. Like, yes, she loves seeing the support, but y'all, she's not Ophelia right now. She is a mother who is grieving the loss of her child, and you have to give her space. And it's hard. Trust me, I'm one of her best friends, and it was hard to give her space when I was there.
Physically,
but that is what she wants. She has to be with her family, and she has to be with the friends of her child who just died, because they're the only ones that have memories of this person that she has lost. So just and just be patient.
And don't take offense if you feel like Mama Tot's backed off or done this or that. It's not out of any kind of malicious things. It's just she needs time for herself. She always puts 110% of herself into everybody else. Let her take some time for herself.
Yeah.
All right, ladies. Well, I love both of you. And thank y'all for being there for her.
We love her.
All right. Well, I will catch both of y'all later. Folks, if you're still listening to the show, I'm fixing to air some videos for a few other folks that have sent some stuff in. But Marissa told you how to actually help with the GoFundMe. with stuff like that. I'm going to have it in the description of the show. If you want to help, that's wonderful. But like they said, give her space and let her heal, and she'll come back to us. She'll come back to everybody. She's just got to, she's got to deal with it in her own way, just like you would. Put yourself in her shoes. All right. Well, ladies, thank y'all. And I will talk to y'all soon.
Hey, Mama Tot. I know I don't have the words to take away any of the pain that you're dealing with right now, but I want you to know that I pray for you. I pray for your family, for strength, for understanding through the times that you're going through right now, and to let you know that I love you so very much. You brought so much love and happiness to each and every one of us, and there's days that you've uplifted us when we just couldn't uplift ourselves. So I just want to say that I'm still praying for you. I love you very much, and if you ever need anything, you just reach out. I don't care what time of the night, of the day, I'm here. I love you.
Hell hath no fury like a mama. All of us. All of us. We've got you. Hell or high water, karma, Jesus, or justice, it will be had. He will be taken. He will be done. Whoever did this, it's over. Any of us could be in her shoes in a heartbeat. And this world we're living in, any of us could be in those shoes. We have to have each other's backs. And you should. You should. There is nothing I wouldn't do for that woman and for her baby. You let me know where I need to go, where I need to be, and I'm there. He will not get away with this.
This is one of the hardest videos I've ever had to make. Mama Tot, you are such an inspiration and such a beautiful soul inside and out. You have been the mother to 7 million people on the internet, and I'm at a loss for words. Nobody should ever know what it feels like to lose their child and to deal with what you're dealing with. There's no words that I can say that are gonna take that grief away. Just know that we love you. We all support you. And just like you do with us, I'll just sit here and just be quiet. And if you wanna talk, I'll talk. And if you just wanna sit with no words, we can do that too. I love you so much, Mama Tot, and you've got a whole army behind you. We love you, and we will get justice for Randon.
Jennifer Stanley here, aka One Bad Mama Jamma, and Opie darling, wow, where do I even begin? I guess I should start at the beginning when my oldest daughter told me all about this lady, this sweet lady that she followed on TikTok that called everybody her tater tots, and it reminded her of me because I call mine my honey bunnies, and how we're both sweet and sassy and spunky, but with a healthy dose of compassionate love and humility and wisdom. And I went to your page to follow you, and I was tickled pink to find out that you followed me first. And we've been friends ever since. I adored you and loved you instantly. And please believe me when I say that this is breaking my heart. I know that things happen that we don't always understand, and we will never understand this. But you have been there for me in my happiness and in my sorrow way too many times to count. When my oldest daughter found out that she was expecting her first child, you were the first one that I texted. Out of all of my friends, out of everybody I know, I wanted to tell you first. And you were there with words of encouragement, and you said that I would be the coolest grandma in all of Alabama. And then when I found out I was pregnant recently and then lost my baby, you sent so much heartfelt condolences and love. And it, in your time of sorrow, it's time that we're all there for you. And I hope and pray that you feel the love coming from all over the world, because you bring us so much joy. And we hope that that light and that joy in you never dims. But I know that this will change your heart forever. And I'm so saddened by the tragic loss of your precious baby son, Randon. But just know that we all feel this pain for you, and we are all carrying this burden right along with you. So just know that our thoughts and prayers, and especially mine, are going out to you every second of the day. And we will get justice for your son. And I hope, I pray that the light that shines within you never dims, and that one day you will be able to once again go shine your light, darling. We all love you. I love you.
There were some more videos that I was going to try to upload, but the people, God bless their souls, they didn't send it in the right format, and I can't get it to work right. So I don't want to mess up what we got so far. I do want to say this. As I'm sitting here uploading the videos, one of the girls that was just on the show, Marissa, sends me a text message and says, "Don't worry about posting the GoFundMe." And I asked her why. I didn't understand. I was like, "Well, I want to help. I want everybody to help." And it's because Miss Ophelia, Mama Tot, doesn't want any more money. They had already went over their goal. And how most people would have sat there and kept taking the money. How most people would have sat there and just let the shit pour in. She tells people no more. If you don't need to know anything else about this woman, she's got 7.2 million followers. And in a drop of a hat, a lot of them would give the shirt off the back to her because she would do the same thing for them. She literally says, "I don't want any more of your money. It's not going to bring back her son." She doesn't want to take advantage of the situation. She doesn't want any of y'all to try to make her feel better with money and help heal her broken heart that way. Folks, that's a saint. That is somebody that we all could strive to be a whole lot more like. Now, as I end this show and I say goodbye, I sat here and I thought about it, and I'm pissed off. Everybody else is going to play Go Rest High and everything else for this woman and her son. That's just not my style. If I'm pissed off, I'm going to let the world know I'm pissed off. I'm pissed off for this woman, her family. I'm pissed off that the situation happened. As a father, I'm sickened by it. So instead of being PC, instead of being what so many people in my shoes would do and just try to make you sympathize more with this woman, if you're not sympathizing with her yet, then you don't have a heart. But I want people to have a way to get their aggression out, to get their pissed off out. I also hope that whoever did this to their son is about to listen to what the fuck I'm about to play, because I hope they understand that hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. You did not only scorn this woman, you scorned about 7.2 million fucking people that think that she's a saint. And you better just hope like hell that the police get you before the people that follow her do. Because if you don't turn yourself in now, you're going to fucking wish you did. And that's the route I'm going to go, because I knew I was going to play a song to end this show with. It's the best way to say goodbye. It's the best way to give a little bit of motivation. That is the only way that I feel like I can end this. And I'll just go ahead and tell you, turn yourself in, beg for forgiveness. Your eternal forgiveness between you and the good Lord. That's not the forgiveness I'm sitting here talking about. Beg forgiveness to Miss Ophelia and her family. Turn yourself in so this family can have some type of peace. And if you don't, just understand, hell's coming for you in the form of a lot of people. You're going to have bikers, veterans, Southern mamas. They're probably the meanest of them all. You are going to have 7.2 million people looking for you. Wrong person finds you, you're fucked. Miss Ophelia said to Marissa that she felt bad for whoever's mama. It was going to break her heart. And that's their feeling. By all means, good Lord bless her for having that. But I want to send a message to you. Because everybody else is going to be nice on social media. I'm not, because I'm a fucking dickhead. So, folks, I hope y'all enjoy this. I'm going to send y'all out on this one. Please pray for her family. Pray for their peace. Pray that something comes out of this, that a blessing somehow down the line comes out of this. I don't know what it would be, but if you believe in God, He knows the past, the present, and the future. There's a purpose in this pain. It's too early in it to ask for that purpose. And I don't know if they'll ever be able to. But I hope and pray they do. I hope they realize that somewhere amongst all this shit, there's got to be a blessing somewhere. The good Lord don't make mistakes. The good Lord allows demons to come into our lives to teach us lessons that angels never could. Folks, I love y'all. God bless y'all. Keep this family in your prayers. And to whoever fucking did this to this young man and Miss Ophelia's family, this goes to you from me and everybody associated with Raising Grace Studios. Everybody else can be the saints, but over here, I'll be the one that encourages you to meet the devil.
Give me one of them Smith and Wesson Magnum 44s. 'Cause there's a man that the law let loose and justice was not done. This man killed my wife and my only little son. I'll never forget the way he looked all through the trial. He had that smirky smile. Oh yeah, he got you off on a technicality. But you have to grow wings and fly to ever get away from me. 'Cause I got rights. I got rights too. And this time there won't be no lawyers and systems to protect you. But I'm gonna read you. I'm gonna read you your rights. You got a right to know that you're gonna go to hell one of these black nights. And when the trial was over, he had the nerve to say that's the way it goes. I said, well, Hoss, you better get you some corks, 'cause you're gonna have to plug up a few holes. Guess you thought I was talking just to pass away time. But it kinda looks different now, on his knees begging for his life. Hey, I got rights. I got some rights too. And this time there won't be no damn lawyers and systems to protect you. But I'm gonna read you. I'm gonna read you your rights. Because I want you to know that you're gonna go to hell one of these black nights.
Thank each and every one of y'all for listening to the Josh Terry Podcast. I will catch y'all next time. Love y'all.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.